Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, myself and Mark Henry talk about AEW Dynasty and what a show it was. First of all, we talk about the amazing moment of Swerve Strickland winning the AEW World Championship. Also, we talk about the return of Jack Perry. A lot to talk about right now on the Busted Open Podcast. Before we get into the matches and the moments, Mark, wow, one hell of a show last night for AEW.
Man, they poured it on. And I think that AEW needed that to remind people that we're a formidable company and we have great talent on our roster, and there was no weakness. And I went on the, you know, on the socials and listened to the commentary. I never chat in because somebody will incite a riot and I'll go off or something. I'd rather, if I'm gonna go off, I'm gonna do it on this show. There was some conversation about Jericho, which, listen, man, you got to have substantiated, proven evidence to condemn, cancel, or real live information to do what a lot of fans have done. Jericho has been vindicated and needs to only be left to his wrestling. Talk about his wrestling. Talk about, you know, how he's elevating all the people that he's in the ring with. And I think, and it's just my opinion, that Hook and the story of it was just as good as the match was. The story, actually, I feel like it's better than the match was, because Chris is doing career building. And, you know, to see Taz get up from the announce table and walk to the ring like, you know, hey, man, you that's messed up, man. Like, you hit my son with a bat. You know, like, that whole interaction, I think, was great. And I think that Chris is still doing some of the best work in pro wrestling because how he's leading people to their career arcs. And that's hard to do. And people got to give a damn, and people do actually give a damn about Chris.
Well, when it comes to AEW, Chris has done a lot for that company. Like you said, putting over that younger talent, Orange Cassidy being an example, MJF being an example, and now what he's trying to do with Hook. I'm waiting to see how this plays out. I was critical about what I saw last Wednesday. I'm intrigued by what I saw last night. So we'll see where that story goes, Mark. But like what you just said, I think is the important thing. And you said about the wrestling. And, you know, I think the best way to start, Mark, is with your new AEW world champion. And that's Swerve Strickland. Wow. You know, here's a guy, and Swerve has been a guest on this show many, many times. And one thing I have always said to Swerve when he's been on this show, and the one thing that I don't think enough people know about when it comes to Swerve, is Swerve is one of those guys that really loves professional wrestling. And before he found his home in AEW, he went absolutely everywhere. So, you know, he's known as a high flyer. He's known as a technical wrestler, but he had no problem, you know, being a part of death matches as well. Like, this guy just wanted to prove that he can do every single aspect of pro wrestling. And now, Mark, now that he's the world champion, now, you know, he's the face of a company. Because whenever you're holding the most prestigious belt in the company, you're the face of that company. So congratulations to Swerve Strickland and your new AEW world champion. And also credit to Prince Nana as well. Prince Nana being by his side has definitely helped him connect with the fan base too. So it's worked. It's been wonderful. And I thought it was a great moment in the main event against Samoa Joe last night.
Man, what a package. You know, a lot of times you have one or the other. And Nana and Swerve are such a great dynamic together. It's like sweet and sour. Like it's like a burger and fries. Like they just go together, man. Like the seriousness that you see from Swerve, and then you get an entrance like the one that he and Nana do, and how you look at the crowd and you see the entire crowd dancing. That leads to them being so serious and giving the Who's House. Like, man, I don't know if there's a better balance duo in pro wrestling. Like they both have just really took the world by storm. And I sent out a message last night on one of the chats to congratulations to Swerve. Welcome to the championship club. And to be a world champion in pro wrestling and have a company back you and believe in you enough that you're going to get the job done is big, Dave. I mean, you are the guy that's carrying the torch. And now all the, just like the light was on Moxley and the light was on Danielson and the light was on Joe, now the light is going to be shined on Swerve. And just like Cody finishing his story, now that Swerve has got to the mountaintop, what's next? How do you keep it hot? What are you going to do that's going to cement your legacy in your reign as a champion? And I'm really proud of him, and I'm really excited to see where he's going to take this.
Yeah, and Mark, this is obviously something you can speak of as well, because you're a former world champion. You know, we've seen things change in 2024, but the list is still small of, you know, African Americans who have held world championships.
And just champions.
Yeah, and Mark, you have been able to do that, and now Swerve Strickland has done that. Obviously, Swerve Strickland and AEW is a very young company. It's only been around for a very short time, but the first African-American AEW world champion, it's still a significant moment. So, you know, talk on that, because the list is still short, Mark. And, you know, you and Swerve have been able to hold the world championship above both your heads.
Well, cream rises to the top. And there have been some very good African-American talent come through AEW so far. But nobody I can say as balanced as Swerve. He succeeded as a heel. He succeeded as a babyface. Everybody he worked with came out better. And he is durable. And the fans give a damn. And AEW did not miss it. They didn't pass up on an opportunity to do the right thing. It's earned. It wasn't because he was an African American. It was because he was talented. And being an African American and coming from a culture where there was not a lot of diversity in sports, as it wasn't when I was a little boy. And there were maybe three wrestlers, you know, black wrestlers in the world at that time that I got to see on TV. And now there's hundreds. And I feel like that's a beautiful thing. And representation matters. And it means everything. And I think that Tony and the rest of the company is going to see that it's going to pay dividends, that they're going to bring in a new audience too. I'm a living witness that you can bring in an audience that was not wrestling fans. I didn't come from wrestling. I was a wrestling fan, just like you. And when I came into wrestling, I was hated and scorned, and you're not one of us, and the whole nine. Swerve has been all about wrestling. From the time he was a kid, through the indies, like you said, Japan, Mexico, Canada, Australia. He traveled the world wrestling. And now he landed at AEW, and he rose through the ranks. It's not like they said, oh, we need a black guy to be champion. No, that's not what happened. He went through everybody. Successful reigns. The sagas with Paige and on and on and on. And now he's getting his just due. He's deserving. He joins a very small club. Myself, Booker T, Ron Simmons, The Rock, himself, like Bobby Lashley has been champion now, you know, and several other guys that have worked their ass off to get to the top. And he's a good example. Ernie Ladd told me, hey, don't go and fuck it up for everybody that look like you after. And Swerve is a credit, not only to the world of pro wrestling, but to the African-American wrestler. And he's a good bookmark in history.
And I think it's important to talk about, because maybe a lot of younger fans don't realize it, Mark, but I was reminded of it when we were in Philadelphia for WrestleMania. Thunderbolt Patterson was inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame. And Thunderbolt Patterson was wrestling in the territory at a time where maybe there was just one African-American wrestler in the territory.
Yeah.
You know, where you would hear things like, we already have an African-American wrestler in our territory. We don't need it. Like, those conversations happened. And, Mark, those conversations happened in our lifetime. So, like, I know for a lot of younger fans, and thank God and God bless, they probably look at that and say, oh, man, that's in the past. That's a long time. No, those things happen, Mark, in our lifetime. I'm a 52-year-old man.
Right.
That happened, you know, in our lifetime, you know, in the 80s.
In the last 45 years.
Yeah, and the last 35 years. Like, you know, those things happen. So, like, it's not lost on me when you have a moment like you did last night. And it was a moment. Like, you know, our producer Paul brought it to our attention because we watched it again, the ending of the match. And you just felt it. You felt it with Swerve. You felt it with the crowd. When he was on that top rope, you know he was about to win that match last night and become a world champion. Those are moments that, you know, that was given to us. And like you said, you got to give credit where credit is due. AEW and Tony Khan realized it, because it wasn't like, all right, we're putting on the championship because he's an African American. No, they put the championship around his waist because the fans wanted to see him as world champion. This was a groundswell.
Exactly.
This was a groundswell that started, you know, Swerve was a heel. Very much. It's very much like what we saw with Becky Lynch and the rise of Becky Lynch. And when she became a world women's champion in the WWE, seeing it in AEW where he was hated, he was a heel, But he was so good and he was so cool. And the fans, he just did things that the fans were attracted to. And he did things that were different that we don't normally see as wrestling fans, that you got behind him. And we got caught in a whirlwind. There is nobody on that roster right now, Mark. There is not one wrestler on that roster that deserved that moment last night over Swerve Strickland. He deserved it. He earned it. And it was a great moment, not just for AEW, but a great moment for pro wrestling.
It was. And Swerve Strickland is getting to live a life that a lot of people like JYD didn't get to, because the world was not tolerant of African-American people in pro wrestling. And I got to sit down and talk to Thunderbolt Patterson, and we should have him on the show. And he told me stories that, Dave, you would say, man, that's bullshit. There's no way. And he would be like, no, that's 100% the truth. And this is what I went through. This is what I did. And he told me he was proud of me. He was like, you did it the right way. He said that this person and that person would have been proud of you. And I was like, wow. Like, I mean, and that's, I feel like what needs to be said to Swerve. He did it the right way, Dave. There was no politicking. There was no squeaky wheel gets the oil. It was all talent driven. It was all the love of the fan and the love for pro wrestling that got him the championship. And we all get to celebrate with him now. Even the detractors and the haters, they have to look at Swerve. And when they look, Dave, they got to look up, because that's where that title is going to be held, above their heads.
Yeah, and he's had one hell of a story, one hell of a journey, but it led him to that moment last night. And like I said, got to give credit to Prince Nana as well. I think Prince Nana helped to get, like, you know, Swerve to that next level. You know, I always talk about with you, Mark, you were a part of the first ever episode of Busted Open. By the way, 6 days, we celebrate 15 years. April 28th is our 15-year anniversary. That's a Sunday, so we'll be celebrating it the Monday right after that. So I'm very excited. Next Monday is going to be a big day in the history of Busted Open. Not to put
I'm
going to
ask you how you're going to celebrate later.
Yeah, not to put pressure on producer Paul, but next week's a big one. Whoa. 15 years is a milestone. So Prince Nana was a guest on that first ever episode of Busted Open as well. Prince Nana is a big piece of the history of Busted Open. And we talk about that each and every time I see Prince Nana. We talk about that first ever episode of Busted Open. And Mark, I know we have that conversation as well. And to see him last night, to see him with Swerve, and it's not just, you know, in the, you know, the world of professional wrestling. Swerve and Prince Nana are tight outside of the ring as well. I got to spend a lot of time with both of them on the Jericho cruise in January. And Swerve did a whole set of his rapping, which was fantastic, with Montese. Shout out to Montese as well, whose album is going to be dropping in June. Prince Nana was there for every second of it. He's supporting him every moment of the way, not just in the world of AEW, but even outside AEW. So they have a very, very strong friendship, Mark, and kind of like you and
they
I.
They invited us to their house.
Yes, we were in their home. We were, in, you know, they opened up, you know, Swerve opened up his doors. Whenever somebody opens up their door to me, that's a friend, because not everybody does that. But it reminds me of you and Mark, you know, you and me, Mark, and the fact that, you know, we've achieved a lot of milestones on this show together, because we're not just co-hosts, we're friends and we're brothers. And you have been there for me and have had my back. And some of my greatest moments that I've had over the last 15 years, you've been there by my side, which makes it even more important and makes it even more special. It's good to see that relationship between Nana and Swerve, because they have that same type of relationship. And you could tell they celebrated that moment together last night.
Yeah, man. You could tell by that embrace that, like, we did it, man. Like, we started from the bottom, now we're here. I think it was Drake that made the song. But I had heard that term long before Drake came out with that song. Man, look where we started from, and now we're here. And Busted Open is here. It's a thing. It's the 13th sports show in the country, and in the world for that matter. And being number one means something in this world. And Swerve is number one in AEW. Yep. And that means something in this world. And I hope that he's going to have a moment today, excuse me, where him and Nana go sit somewhere and they just reflect and go, wow, man, we did it. And they smell the roses. Because Dave, they're walking through that garden of beautiful roses, is a short walk. And I don't want him to look down the road and go, man, I should have took that in more. Because as long as it took him to get it, it may take him, if he ever loses it, it may take that long again.
Well, it never feels the same way as the first time, right, Mark? I mean, you know, if he goes on to win the championship another six times, it's never going to be the same as like the way it was last night and that first time. And I don't know about Drake's songs, but his cakes are phenomenal. Yodels, Devil Dogs, those are some of my all-time favorites. So Dave, shout out to Drake, Dave, for those cakes.
Different guy.
Devil Dogs are my all-time fave. All-time fave.
Different Drakes, Dave.
The Busted Open podcast is now available on YouTube. This is Dave LaGreca, host of Busted Open, the number one pro wrestling show on the planet. You can now watch and listen to the award-winning Busted Open podcast every single day on YouTube. Our best interviews, behind-the-scenes access, and some of our best content from the past, all available right now when you go to youtube.com/@BustedOpenPodcast. Subscribe right now.
Swing into Seaside Golf in Ocean City, Maryland. Play like a pro at 17 championship courses designed by golf legends like Jack Nicklaus and Arthur Hills. Tee off on sweeping vistas at Eagle's Landing. Savor the coastal views of Lighthouse Sound. Or see why Ocean City Golf Club is considered one of the Mid-Atlantic's finest fairways. Whether you're sneaking in a quick round on a family vacation or going all in on a golf getaway, fun is always in play at Ocean City, Maryland. Plan your trip at OCOcean.com.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
The best part of spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. It's kind of like when you find out you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. It's time to switch to Mint Mobile. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bustedopen. That's mintmobile.com/bustedopen. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bustedopen. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Warmer, sunnier days are calling. Fuel up for them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. Meet your wellness goals in time for summer thanks to the menu of chef-crafted meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great-tasting meals. With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll always have new flavors to explore. Crush your wellness goals this May with dietitian-approved meals and ingredients that you can trust. Treat yourself to restaurant-quality meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, and blackened salmon. Head to factormeals.com/busted50 and use code BUSTED50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code BUSTED50 at factormeals.com/busted50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. I got to give a shout out to the Bucks and FTR because, Mark, they were in a really tough position last night. Because they had to follow Will Ospreay and Bryan Danielson, which is probably going to be one of those matches that we talk about as a match of the year candidate when we do our busties in December. And they had to follow that up. And you could tell the crowd, it took a while for them to grab the crowd. Because after a match like Will Ospreay and Bryan Danielson, you could tell they were exhausted. And it was getting into late in the night. It was out. Now you're past 11 o'clock Eastern time. I know for me, that's when I start fading, Mark, and I start losing energy. You know what I'm saying? And the Young Bucks and FTR were able to grab me. They brought me back in a big way. Ladder match for that AEW World Tag Team titles. But it's interesting because as good as that match was and as how great those teams worked, obviously the AEW fan base hates the Bucks and they love FTR. FTR, one of the greatest tag teams right now. We see, as Tony Schiavone explained, a fan jumping into the ring. And obviously it wasn't a fan, it was Jack Perry coming back. And the mask comes off, we see it's Jungle Boy, Mark, and the place pops for Jack Perry. And then in essence, the Bucks are able, because of that, to grab the titles and win. Man. Because Jack Perry, obviously, he pushed the ladder and everything else because FTR was about to win those tag titles. And I was shocked, Mark, at the reaction from the crowd because I'm like, all right, Jack Perry stuff aside, FTR was about to win the tag titles. He prevented FTR from winning the tag titles. Now the Bucks are your tag team champions, and I'm watching the audience in St. Louis, and everybody's on their feet and they're cheering. So, man, it's one of those situations like this is where the confusion sets in about where Jack Perry's going to be. Jack Perry is part of the elite with the Bucks. Is Jack Perry going to be booed by the AEW faithful? Because he certainly wasn't last night. So it's going to be interesting moving forward how the crowd is going to react to returning Jack Perry.
You know what? Y'all had a show last week where y'all talked about the narrative and creating a narrative and pushing it and what can make you a baby face, what can make you a heel, you and Bully. And I feel like that's where you are. You let him fill out his space. Go out there. That's the way it used to be, Dave. There was no preconceived idea of what was until you got out there. You make the crowd, you tell them what you are and let them be the ones to make the decision. I feel like that's going to happen with Jack. Every time he goes out, there's going to be some confusion at first. Should we cheer him when he comes out? Should we boo him when he comes out? But whatever they do, you go out there and be the best you can be. And if that happens to make them mad, then you make their ass all the way mad. If you go out there and they loving it, Ric Flair, dirtiest player in the game. Did Ric Flair ever kowtow to the crowd?
He was just Ric Flair.
He was just Ric Flair. And I always thought as a kid, whenever he would get to the point where somebody would get the best of him and he would poke him in the eye, you know how many ass whoops I got for poking people in the eye growing up? And I was copying Rick. I was copying. But nonetheless, you would think that poking in the eye would be cheating, underhanded, low, dirty, and whatever other adjectives that you can grasp to describe something being negative. Not with Ric Flair, it's not. So there's a line that you can cross, and I don't think that they have to cross it with Jack. Let Jack be Jack.
It's going to be interesting because storyline-wise, obviously you should hate Jack Perry because look what happened last night. He helped the Bucks win. But at the same time, the Punk situation and them showing the Punk video, that's going to get a lot of AEW fans to side with Jack Perry because now Punk is gone from AEW. He left a mess on his way out, and now he's with the WWE. So I think you're right, Mark. I think you put him out there and kind of like with Swerve Strickland. Let's see how the crowd reacts. Let's get a feel of how the crowd is going to react to him, not just in St. Louis last night, because there's the pop because he just returned. How are the fans going to react to him on Wednesday on Dynamite? This is, again, another big Dynamite for AEW because I really feel like with this story, and now we're starting to see some more storytelling in AEW. We're seeing it with Jericho and Hook. We're seeing it with Thunder Rosa and Deonna Purrazzo and Toni Storm. And I think we're seeing it right now with the Young Bucks and Jack Perry. So we'll see.
Yeah, I keep my eyes open. But I did love the fact that he had that damn shit-eating grin smirk on his face. Like, yep, it's me. And that's another layer I think that's going to be good for him, is to not just be stone-faced or not, you know, be like the old fiery baby face look. Like, he's adding depth of character to the way you see him. And that was just one impression. The first impression is the lasting impression. And every time you get one, it's like you're starting all over again. And that was a hell of a start for him.
And we'll see. And one thing we learned in 2024, just look at the main event at WrestleMania in Philadelphia. That was a pivot. You know, I don't think that was the original plan. And you know what? They called an audible. You can always do that with a story that's playing out on your weekly television show. Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. If you enjoyed this episode and want to hear more, please give a 5-star rating and leave a review. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast. Catch the full 3 hours of Busted Open every day of the week at 9 a.m. Eastern on SiriusXM Foundation, channel 156. Go to SiriusXM.com/Busted Open Trial to start your free trial today.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.